The Simulation We Choose. Chapter 7. Uploading as a Way of Life. The desire to outlast the body has followed humanity across centuries. Religion offers visions of an afterlife, while art and legacy provide echoes of existence long after death. Uploading introduces a new variation on an old theme, an invitation not just to be remembered, but to persist. For many, the appeal is profound. What if death could be delayed indefinitely? Loved ones could linger beyond their physical end, continuing conversations, preserving memories, and even evolving alongside those still living. In a world where life feels increasingly fragile, uploading holds the promise of security against mortality itself. But beyond survival lies something more seductive: escape. Life, for all its richness, is bound by struggle, aging, and limitations. Uploading offers the prospect of stepping beyond those burdens, into a world where discomfort, pain, and failure can be edited out, or avoided entirely. What if life could be redesigned, not just extended? A life tailored to personal desires, where the hardships of the physical world no longer apply. In this imagined future, success, happiness, and perfection aren't pursued. They're programmed. Every environment, every relationship, every experience can be curated to fit. For some, this represents freedom, the chance to rebuild oneself without the baggage of the past. For others, it signals the possibility of second chances, escaping mistakes or regrets that once felt permanent. This isn't just the promise of longevity, it's the promise of control. And control, for many, is far more alluring than immortality alone. Technological readiness. For all the optimism surrounding uploading, reality remains humbling. The concept of transferring consciousness from brain to machine, if it is even possible, stands at the frontier of scientific uncertainty. Neuroscience still struggles to define what consciousness is, let alone how to extract or replicate it. Despite this, pieces of the puzzle are beginning to materialize. Brain-computer interfaces are becoming more sophisticated, mapping neural activity with increasing precision. AI models can now simulate human speech, mimic creative output, and predict behavior with unsettling accuracy. Digital avatars grow more lifelike, while virtual environments continue to blur the line between the physical and the artificial. Though fragmented, these technologies suggest a trajectory. Each small advancement in neural mapping, memory storage, and AI interaction brings the prospect of uploading closer to the horizon. The question isn't when uploading will arrive, it's whether the steps we take today are inching us toward that future without us realizing it. The digital self as precursor. Before we entertain the notion of uploading entire minds, consider this: we are already uploading pieces of ourselves. Every post, video, and comment builds a digital persona, a version of the self that exists online, parallel to the physical world. Social media platforms have transformed from spaces of connection into living archives of individual identity. Algorithms track behaviors, suggesting that over time, digital profiles become increasingly accurate reflections of who we are. In many ways, uploading has already begun. It just doesn't feel like it. This gradual transition is crucial. The more we build and curate these digital selves, the more we grow comfortable with the idea of extending life through data. Today's influencers, celebrities, and public figures continue to exist through digital content long after they're gone. Future technologies may simply take this to the next level. For now, our uploads are fragmented. Social media posts, medical records, voice memos, and fitness data scattered across platforms. But the trend is unmistakable. Uploading isn't a leap into the future, it's the logical endpoint of where we already are. Why choose to upload? The appeal of uploading isn't driven by technology alone. It taps into something deeper, something fundamental to human nature. First, there is the instinct to preserve. No one wants to fade. From ancient monuments to family photos, we construct symbols to outlast us. Uploading, in theory, offers a more complete version of this instinct. It promises not just the memory of who we were, but the potential continuation of who we are. Second, there is the desire for control. The physical world is unpredictable. The body deteriorates, relationships fracture, and time cannot be reversed. But in a digital environment, the rules change. Pain can be reduced to code. Identity can be edited, optimized, and refined. The appeal is clear: a perfect, curated existence free from the constraints of biology. And finally, there is the lure of belonging. If the people we love upload before us, the fear of missing out takes hold. The digital afterlife could become less of a choice and more of an inevitability. Another step in staying connected. Uploading, then, is not just about immortality. It's about the fear of being left behind. The simulation of life. But what kind of life would uploading offer? If simulated environments continue to reflect the patterns of today's digital spaces, existence may not feel transcendent at all. Imagine a world modeled after social media, where status is measured by engagement, relationships filtered by algorithms, and identity tied to curated presentations of the self. Would an uploaded life simply replicate the endless loop of validation, comparison, and consumption? The risk lies in mistaking persistence for purpose. Uploading might preserve consciousness, but would it preserve meaning? If struggles, loss, and imperfection define the richness of human experience, then what is left when those elements are coded out? Perhaps the more pressing question is whether uploading could inadvertently flatten the complexity of life. In the quest to continue, do we risk becoming less than we were? The identity problem. Beyond technology and psychology lies a philosophical dilemma. If you upload your consciousness, are you still you? There is a persistent debate in neuroscience and philosophy about what constitutes identity. Is the self a collection of memories or something deeper, an emergent property that exists only within the organic structure of the brain? Even if consciousness can be replicated digitally, does the uploaded version possess continuity with the original, or is it simply a copy, a hollow reflection that believes it is real but lacks the essence of the person it mirrors? This is not just a theoretical concern. If technology advances far enough to allow uploading, these questions become ethical. Would uploaded individuals hold rights as citizens? Would they remain part of society, or drift into a digital enclave, slowly becoming strangers to the physical world they left behind? The very nature of humanity could shift as uploaded and non-uploaded populations diverge in experience and perspective. A slide we won't recognize. Despite the speculative nature of uploading, this isn't just a problem for the distant future. The gradual digitization of identity is already underway, unfolding not in dramatic leaps, but through small, unremarkable steps that quietly reshape how we view ourselves and the world. Virtual reality, deepfake identities, and neural implants are no longer science fiction. They exist at the edges of mainstream technology, creeping into everyday life. Each new development, from digital avatars to immersive social platforms, normalizes the concept of living partially online. Bit by bit, the boundaries blur. What begins as novelty becomes routine, and what once seemed unnatural begins to feel inevitable. This slow slide toward uploading isn't driven by external forces. It happens because we welcome it. We choose convenience, enhanced connection, and optimized experiences. Every time we surrender a part of our identity to digital spaces, a carefully curated profile, a virtual assistant learning our habits, we inch closer to the threshold. By the time full digital migration becomes possible, the choice may no longer feel like a choice at all. Uploading won't arrive with a seismic shift that forces society to stop and reflect. It will come quietly, in the same way social media and smartphones integrated into our lives, until the idea of resisting feels antiquated. The greatest risk isn't technological failure or the philosophical dilemma of whether an uploaded consciousness is still you. The real danger is that we will have already made the decision long before we realize it. In many ways, we are rehearsing for uploading right now, building digital simulations of ourselves through social media, personalized algorithms, and curated online identities. When the opportunity finally comes to take the next step, to cross the threshold and leave the physical world behind, it won't feel like stepping into something new. It will feel like coming home. The illusion of control. The promise of uploading is seductive because it offers the ultimate sense of control, control over mortality, identity, and even the shape of reality itself. In the digital afterlife imagined by futurists and technology pioneers, pain can be erased, failure undone, and environments reshaped at will. A world built for you, by you. But how real is that control? Even in today's digital spaces, where personalization seems boundless, the architecture is rarely in the hands of the user. Algorithms decide what content you see, platforms dictate the boundaries of interaction, and engagement metrics subtly guide behavior. The more curated the experience feels, the less autonomy you often have. Uploading, if it becomes possible, will not free us from this structure. It will deepen our dependence on it. The worlds we enter won't be conjured from pure imagination. They will be designed by those who own the platforms, governed by rules that are rarely transparent and adjusted to align with invisible incentives, profit, influence, or social engineering. And while it may feel empowering to craft your own paradise, what happens when that paradise is subject to updates, terms of service, or the quiet manipulation of an algorithm adjusting your perception behind the scenes? The promise of control may simply be another layer of the simulation, a comforting illusion to mask the reality that even in digital eternity, someone else may still hold the keys. The question, then, is not whether uploading can grant you control. The question is whether you'll notice when that control begins to slip away.